Many of us look forward to crisp autumn days, the colored leaves, the pumpkins, oh, and all the candy. But Leslie Kagan reminds us that the season's days are numbered.
Right about now, you're probably enjoying all that autumn has to offer. You're pulling your cozy sweaters out of storage. Perhaps in a heck, life's too short to deny myself candy corn moment. You devour a few bags. But somewhere in the back of your mind, amidst all this crispy revelry, admit it, you're uneasy. You know what's coming. Winter. Remember last year's, that really depressing one that knocked even half-glass-full people on their cheerful behinds? I freely admit that I'm not the most chipper person. Writers rarely are. In fact, most of us are generally skirting the edges of the kind of cliff that one normally sees on the covers of gothic romance novels. But thanks to years of mental health tinkering, I recognize the warning signs that pop up before I'm about to go around the proverbial bend. So when I began to experience flashbacks from Stephen King's The Shining last February, I suspected that I'd come down with a profound case of cabin fever, courtesy of Mother Nature. It always gets down to our mothers, doesn't it? My therapist's advice? Get out of the house. Socialize. ASAP. This is a bitter pill to swallow for one who has found that the best way to cope with winter is to hibernate January through May. Why should I leave my cave? God invented Peapod so my groceries could be delivered to my front door. 17,000 television channels provide me with semi-entertainment, and I know how to build a fire better than most Boy Scouts. But in the interest of not being found ranting and raving in the springtime with red drums scribbled across my living room walls, I headed toward my local coffee shop, where I hope that someone not too perky, really happy people give me migraines, would ask if they could share my table. I'd absorb the atmosphere, make chit-chat, quickly down a cup of hot cocoa, and leave the shop feeling that I'd been a good patient. After driving the three blocks to town, a feat similar to competing in the Iditarod, there I was, cozied up in the corner of the roastery, when a very, very elderly woman approached the empty seat at my table. I stifled a moan and steeled myself to be assaulted by some over-the-top grandchild beaming and bragging. But as the woman unwound her 5-foot-long scarf with her knobby fingers, much to my surprise and delight, she suddenly jerked it up like it was a noose and said out of the side of her mouth, "I was counting on dying before I had to go through another one of these crappy winters." I found myself smiling for the first time in months. Turns out that not only therapists know best, so do authors. Misery really does love company, eh, Stephen King?
Leslie Kagan is the author of several best-selling novels, including her most recent, The Resurrection of Tess Blessing. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. It's a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more online at wisconsinlife.org.
Yes, winter is coming, but we're going to try to embrace it this time around. And joining us now to give us some ideas for fun winter travel destinations in our state is Stephanie Klett, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Stephanie, welcome back to Central Time.
Good afternoon. Although it's hard to talk winter because I'm talking to you from Algoma with gorgeous fall colors still everywhere. And looking out at Lake Michigan, I can't even picture it frozen at this point.
Well, let's talk attitude, because it is coming, even though it is in the 60s here too, Stephanie. That idea that, don't hibernate, to get out and enjoy Wisconsin. You're all for that, I'm guessing.
100%. And for me, for many years, I wasn't a winter person. And it really was when someone taught me about dressing appropriately for the weather, had me do cool things like snow tubing, because I wasn't raised a skier. I like to do it, but I'm no good. But, get out there and do some things that you love. You know, if you like to hike in the summer, dress properly. You like to hike in the winter. You know, and we have beautiful candlelight snowshoe walks and hikes and skiing, tiki torches, luminaries. So it's a whole different way to experience the beauty of Wisconsin in really a more peaceful way.
So we are certainly not the only state that gets cold temperatures and short days and a fair amount of snow in the winter. But there are some unique travel opportunities right here in Wisconsin. What are some of your favorites?
Well, there are a lot. And one that I would recommend in the Northwoods, and so for people going, what, go north in the winter? Are you crazy? But really, man, go there because they do winter right. In fact, half the people up there are there because they're winter folks and they love it. They embrace it. So head to Minocqua, which is just a charming town, and they have Minocqua Winter Park. And it is the Midwest's premier Nordic center. It has 45 miles of groomed ski trails. It has 10 miles of ungroomed backcountry ski trails. Of course, in Minocqua, in that whole area from Oneida County, Vilas County, you're going to experience some of the best snowmobile trails in the world. And, you know, that's another unique opportunity. If you're not a snowmobiler, it's a great place to learn. Wisconsin has 25,000 miles of snowmobile trails. So I love to send people who aren't a big fan of winter to Minocqua because there's something about the winter park that is just, it's incredible. And if you're not a winter lover, I would be surprised if you went there and didn't have a great time.
Now, say we don't want motorized equipment or skis or anything. What's a great place for that that winter hike?
You know what? I would recommend just about any state park in Wisconsin. A lot of them do winter hikes. A lot of them do, they coordinate it when there's a full moon. So you hike in winter, and some people just have the boots on. Some people bring snowshoes. A lot of time they'll allow cross-country skiing as well. But they will have tiki torches out, mm-hmm. and the luminaries this full moon. And it is the most awesome experience. So I know Rasha Cree State Park in Adams County does, or Adams Friendship, does a really great winter hike. Lake Caganza State Park in Stoughton does a really great one. They are all over. So if you pick up your free Wisconsin State Parks guide, it will let you know.
So one of the big winter destinations the last couple of years, Stephanie, have been the Apostle Island Sea Caves. Do we have any forecast about whether they might be open this winter?
Well, you know what? We sure hope they are because it brings in tens of thousands of visitors from across the world. And you never really know until winter gets here. And that's one of the exciting things about it is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? And with the advent of social media, it really has become so big. So after having it open the last 2 of 3 years, we're so excited, you know, for it to open again. And if you're listening to this and you have never made the venture to the Apostle Islands to see these exquisite caves when they freeze over, it will stop you in your tracks. It's like a pilgrimage. You have to hike about a mile over land and lake to get to this cave, there are several of them. And it's hard to even describe. You know, all you need to do is Google, you know, Ice Caves, Apostle Islands, and you're going to see some things that'll blow you out of the water, and it will make you so proud to be from Wisconsin. So take the pilgrimage, and please dress appropriately. I was there with kids crying, and a woman was wearing a skirt, and it was probably 10 below with the wind chill, and, and flat. So you've got to dress the part.
Here's one that I've heard camping, you know, at state campgrounds, state park campsites used to be just a, you know, Memorial Day to Labor Day thing. I hear more and more people are stretching out the camping season even into the winter. That's not something I'm probably going to do, but is this actually happening?
It is happening, and it's happening at, privately owned parks, and it's happening at state parks. I actually have a couple brothers that do it. We have camping with horses, you know, we have camping in the winter. And I think these folks are crazy. I love winter, but I'm not camping in winter. But if you ever see the shots of people at a campground and they've got their tent up in the winter, it looks pretty awesome. And they will tell you that the kind of solitude and quiet that you experience with winter camping is unlike anything you will ever experience. So we've got some diehard winter campers. So I think you and I might need to do it together.
Well, it's all well and good to get out, get some fresh air, but sometimes you just want to stay indoors and look out the window at the beautiful Wisconsin winter. What about some indoor destinations, especially maybe for family fun?
Well, you know, the first thing that comes to mind, obviously, is Wisconsin Dells because, you know, they're the water park capital of the world, but they have the largest indoor water park as well. And they even have water parks that you can get a suntan through foil tech roofs in the winter. So you don't need to go to spring, you know, if you want a spring break, you know, head to one of the water parks indoors in Wisconsin Dells. You can get that suntan. You can play laser tag. They have full service spas. You know, they have, it's something for families. It's for couples. So that is one place I would send you to. And also resorts like Blue Harbor Resort in Sheboygan. That's a really neat place to go to in winter because it's surrounded by great dining experiences. And we know that when people vacation, they want that awesome dining experience. They want great food. And so Blue Harbor has this beautiful location on Lake Michigan. So even when it's partially frozen over, it's such a gorgeous sight, beautiful sunsets. And then all around it, you can check out these great Italian restaurants. A lot of folks came up from Chicago and created their restaurant in the Sheboygan area. So it's kind of a real happening Chicago scene right in Sheboygan.
Well, I think everyone should do like the snowy owls and come and spend the winter in Wisconsin. Well, Stephanie, thanks so much for joining us today. Stephanie Klett is the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. We've been talking about winter Wisconsin travel destinations.